Let's talk some cricket. We're going to have a word to Neil McDonald, area manager for cricket in New South Wales, about the Super Clinic that's coming up. Neil, how are you doing today, mate?
Yeah, g'day, Andrew. Very well, thank you, and thanks for having me on.
An absolute pleasure. Kids love their cricket, and there's a great opportunity coming up this week.
There is. Actually, Friday 1st of April, Friday afternoon, 4:30 to 6 p.m. at Fian Oval, Warners Bay in Newcastle. We've got members of the Sixers BBL and WBBL squads coming along for an hour and a half clinic, and we're keen to get all young boys and girls, whether they're playing or not, to come along and meet some of the stars of the game, and also to participate in a couple of the skills that we've got there on show.
Neil, is there an age limit, or can a 51-year-old tragic broadcaster come along and pretend to be a kid on that occasion as well?
Well, I'll be there joining you. love to have family groups along. Essentially, we're targeting 5 to 12 years.
Right.
This is the formative stage where people get to take a lifelong love of the game, and many have, and many of the girls getting involved now through WBBL exposure on telly, etc. We're really looking at Woolworths Cricket Blast participants, which would be 5 to 8 year old, and then from 9 to 12, which is the coming into that junior cricket competition sort of mode.
Plenty of kids, girls in particular, have been getting involved in cricket here in the Upper Hunter. I'm sure they're turning into cricket tragics just like myself or yourself back at their age. Do they need to bring any gear, or do they just turn up? What's the go?
Just turn up, sort of joggers, shorts, T-shirt and a hat, hoping for a sunny day or sunny afternoon. Just bring themselves and probably a drink bottle. At the end of the day, what we do is a lot of the skills are, all the equipment is provided. We do a lot of skill-based stuff using the plastic sort of bats and balls and, you know, markers and that kind of thing. So there's no need for protective equipment. There's no need for them to bring anything along. And they'll be able to enjoy, basically having fun and enjoying the skills of the game that we can provide.
Great opportunity, Cricket New South Wales, bringing up these cricket stars to the Upper Hunter. I mean, the season is pretty much over at this point, so this is a great time for them to be able to have a few minutes and catch up with some kids.
Yeah, look, it is. COVID's changed the world, hasn't it? I mean, 2019 was the last time we had players actually live in the Hunter. Since then, we've been doing engagements with schools and clubs over video conferencing, essentially, with players and with clubs doing masterclasses and coaching clinics and such. But there's nothing like being able to get up close and personal with somebody who you might have only ever seen on television. So looking forward to them coming up. Yes, it is kind of the wrong end of the season. But the other thing we're looking at is, cricket, while it's known as an October to March type sport, there's indoor cricket opportunities, and there's also winter programs that are starting to spring up all over the Hunter. And I'm glad you mentioned the girls there. Big shout out to Scone, who, over the last 2 years, 50% of their registered participants have been female, which is just astounding. That outdoes anything Newcastle, Central Coast has. I mean, for a small township, they've really taken on board that. And I, without going too far into my history, there was a girl called Nicole Goodwin who represented Australia out of Denman back in the early 2000s, and had a bit of involvement with her from a coaching perspective. And, we've come a long way since then, and it's fantastic to see so many more grabbing the opportunity.
It is. And do you think, Neil, I mean, when I grew up, cricket was pretty much one-day cricket or test cricket, which I still love to this day. But T20 has actually made it a little bit more accessible for lots of kids from different backgrounds and also different age groups, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, it has. And if I may just take this opportunity, I was involved in a Australia-wide program, which was the transformation of junior cricket. Essentially, we followed most of the other sports around the small-sided game philosophy, which is, soccer users, football, sorry, and netball, etc. So with cricket, it's in the formative stages or those early years of participation, it's not 11 a side, it's not all day,
and
it's all of the It's the direct opposite. Indeed, in stage one, you play seven-a-side cricket, plenty of gaps in the field. Everybody gets to bat and bowl the same amount of opportunity, same amount of, say, balls to bowl or balls to face when you're batting. You rotate in the field. There's, you know, sure, there's a winner and a loser, but that doesn't matter. The fact is that the child's had the opportunity, whereas perhaps in your and my day, you might have been fielding at fine leg, and when you put one down, you stayed at fine leg, and then you batted and you might have got that first baller, and that was it for the day.
It's like you watched my career, Neil. How did you know?
Not at all. I think we've all shared it. I think the great character-building piece around cricket is...
True, very true.
You do get that first ball duck, you try not to make sure you don't get it the next week.
That's exactly right. You do get an opportunity the next week. That's fair enough. Now, for the Super Clinic that's coming up on the 1st of April, you do need to book your spots, don't you?
Well, no, actually.
No?
This one's a turn-up, and mind you, I would add that we'd love to know how many are coming, but no, this one's a come one, come all. The Sixers will bring some inflatables with them to be able to offer that sort of diving catch, sort of target catching, etc. We'll have the bat and ball equipment to be able to run the skills. But no, we're taking a chance on whether we get 50 or 500, we'll be able to accommodate them. So looking forward to that. We're hopeful of having a bit of a sausage sizzle down at the Oval on the day, provided by the local cricket club. I suppose a few cricket gimmicky things, the chance to get an autograph off the players, a few giveaways, and mainly just that encouragement to be able to say that if you're playing and you've enjoyed your season, we hope to see you back next season. If you're not playing and you're thinking about cricket, well, here's an opportunity to get a taster, and we can provide you with some information to hook up with a club or an association for next season.
Well done. So just quickly, where's it at and what time do we need to be there on the 1st of April?
Right, so kicking off, that's probably apt for winter sports. It's a 4:30 start,
yep.
4:30 to 6 p.m. It's Feighan, F-E-I-G-H-A-N, Oval at Warners Bay on Friday the 1st of April.
Get the kids down there for the Cricket Super Clinic. Neil McDonald, thank you very much for having a chat to us. We look forward to speaking again sometime down the track.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate your time and the opportunity.